Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Jordan Lee, South Carolina Merchant and Cotton Council International President. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The global cotton industry doesn't come together as often probably as we would like, but CCI provides what is really a unique opportunity because it's solely based on sourcing, and so you have two kinds of attendant or two types of people attending this event. You have those merchants and co-ops that handle and sell cotton, and then you have the world textile industry who buys and consumes the cotton. In other trade events, sometimes we have every segment of the industry represented. And outside of the speakers that the National Cotton Council is going to provide with producers, generous, this event is almost exclusively tailored for consumers of cotton and sellers of cotton or traders of cotton. So it gives us a great opportunity to focus on just that part of the industry.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we get is a program that includes economic overviews. There's going to be a bull and bear panel with merchants and futures traders, as well as co-op people, discussing not just the next 6 months or 12 months of the market, but really the next 6 months to the next 5 years of the market and pricing. And I think obviously there's nothing more important to the mill community than prices and where the industry thinks prices are headed. So it's a great opportunity to fuel lots of conversation and lots of informational exchange about the subjects that are most important, most relevant to us as an industry.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I have a lot of people there that are based both in the U.S. and overseas, but for us and for me, Eastern Trading Company, our base is in Greenville, South Carolina, and for us to try to cover the various markets will be represented there, as opposed to me having to spend a month in China or weeks in Thailand or weeks in Peru. The whole industry comes together, and I can spend quality time with individuals from South America, from Mexico, from Asia, from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, European spinners, you name it, they'll all be there. And so for me, it's enormously rewarding from a time and an expense standpoint because there's no other way I could get to spend quality time, that vital opportunity to visit with people. And the timing on it is perfect as well because new crop cotton coming available in October, November. So we're going to know a lot about the crop. We're going to know a lot about the volume that's available. We're going to know a lot about the quality that's available. And so we're going to get to spend really, really important one-on-one time with a huge swath of the industry. And it literally would be physically and chronologically impossible for me to do it without the sourcing summit.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've got 420 participants total. By the time the summit gets here, even though it's only a few weeks away, we'll probably be closer to 450, which is right in line with where we have been. We've got 37 sponsors, which is more than we've ever had before, which I think speaks to a resurgent textile economy. Cotton consumption is forecast to be about 5% higher than it was last year, and I think this is indicative of returning robust cotton consumption environment we're looking at. We've got 131 mills represented in 25 countries. I'm not sure what the total consumption of those 131 mills is, but it's domestic mills from the United States and then mills from all over the world, and I can promise you that the largest mills in the world, from Weichow to Parkdale to Baytex, will all be represented. So we've got a program that's tailored to suit large spinners, small spinners, extra long staple spinners, and the fact that we've got 25 consuming countries represented in 131 mills tells you how broad-based the level of interest in the summit is from those consumers.